And finally in this National Science Week, Lawrence Krauss, author of a new book on Richard Feynman, on the rumours, yes, the rumours, of a Higgs boson found at the Large Hadron Collider. Well, is it true?
We keep seeing in the journals that someone at the Large Hadron Collider may have found the hint of Higgs boson. Have you heard any gossip yourself that they're close?
Of course, I've heard tons of gossip. That's what we exist on.
Do you think it's true?
I'm agnostic. What is clear, and there was just a report on it, and there's a big meeting going to be in India this week where they're going to report on it, but I know the results won't be definitive. It's clear that they've had 20 years to develop the expected signals that come from what's called the standard model of particle physics, other signatures other than the Higgs particle. And in a certain set of interactions, what they see are a slight excess of events at a level which is just statistically tempting but not compelling. So they see more events than their models predict in the absence of a Higgs. Now, the problem is it's a very complicated system. And, of course, at low levels of statistics, you have no idea if you've just been unlucky. And so, you know, when you really want to find something, and this is what Feynman would say, Feynman used to go out here. Let me give you a Feynmanian answer, actually. Feynman would go to people and he'd say, you won't believe what happened to me today. You won't believe what happened to me. And they'd say, what? And he'd say, absolutely nothing. And what he meant by that is that when something happens in an experiment or in your life, you tend to ascribe special significance to it. And what you should do is be skeptical. So you've got to understand the experimentalists are looking for any anomaly they can find in the data, in trillions and trillions of megabytes of data, and they have found an excess at some level that may not be statistically significant yet. And so we have to wait and see. Is the excess real? We don't know. And we all want, well, they certainly want it to be real, but we have to realize that it might just be an accident. Accidents happen a lot, and the last thing you want to do is claim significance for your data that it doesn't have. And unfortunately, we probably won't know the answer to this if we're lucky, we'll know the answer within a year, but then the Large Hadron Collider will close down for an upgrade. And so we may just have this tempting excess that is a hint of a Higgs. But my experimental colleagues, who I trust the most, have told me not to believe it yet.
Lawrence Krauss, star of National Science Week, in Sydney in Ultimo on the weekend, then in Melbourne. He's based at Arizona State University, and his new book is Quantum Man. More on that soon. Catalyst goes nano next, 8 o'clock on Thursday evening, ABC One. And we shall go fishy in various ways on The Science Show and ask how so many birds get stuffed with plastic in a way that often kills. Amazing work from Hobart. The Science Show is produced by David Fisher and Charlie McCune. And a fond farewell from me to Paul Lockyer and our other two ABC stalwarts who died on Friday. What a week. I'm Robin Williams.